And so I'm in the mood to read a little something, and I came across this by Paul Mason, so I thought I'd give it a go. Paul, I am still waiting for you to write something particularly for me to read, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, this is entitled, The Office Party. The office party was winding down, finally. I'd been careful with how much I drank so that I could be alert and DTF when the time came. I looked over the dark room to see where my red-haired beauty was. I'm just doing this cold. Perhaps I should read this all the way through. I will start again. The office party was winding down, finally. I'd been careful with how much I drank so that I could be alert and DTF when the time came. I looked over the dark room to see where my red-haired beauty was and whether I could spirit her away to her hotel room soon. I was so excited and frustrated that we didn't get a chance earlier in the day. My lust was a constant, pulsing tension in me for hours. Finally, I spotted her. She was talking with my office mate. They were close together, laughing and talking. I knew they were both excited, faces a little red, things unsaid. Sharon leaned in to listen to something Anne said, a little closer than necessary. And I watched Anne's eyes dip, checking that gorgeous cleavage on her. I smiled, knowing how this could play out as Sharon leaned even closer to whisper in Anne's ear. Her hands sneakily sliding up Anne's hip where no one would notice except me, because I'm a sneaky pervert who knows how Sharon thinks. I watched Anne's eyes hood as she listened, her tongue darting out to wet her full lips, her nipples hardening through the cloth as she listened and then listened more. I watched her hand twitch, wanting to touch Sharon's back but knowing there could be an audience. She glanced around, looking to see who was watching. Her eyes finally settled on me, widening as she saw my intense stare, reading my own hunger in my gaze. Almost unwittingly, she glanced down to see that I was excited too. Her breath deepened, and I saw Sharon lean over to look at me too, still whispering. Annie glanced sharply at something she said, and then back at me. I nodded, knowing what Sharon was saying. After a moment, Anne nodded too, and then, turning and grabbing Sharon's hand, she started walking towards me. Ooh, that's a good one, Paul. I like that. Should have read it first without being cold. Remind me not to do that in the future with you. You're sneaky. Anyway, okay, well, give it a listen if you choose to.